Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have lobbyist Crystal Young with me. And Angela Kroll is here, Director of Major Gifts and Corporate Sponsorships with Ballet West. I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal this week that I guess is focused on international rankings. That it's called the World Happiness Report. It's a Gallup report, and it came out for 2024. And the United States fell way back. So I think we used to be 10. We're 23rd overall now, but if you look at our younger Americans, 30 years and younger, we're like 62nd. Older people in America are still pretty happy that we're like in the top 10 if you're over 60. But for millennials and Gen Z and the generations that follow, their happiness just went, meow. Help me understand this, Crystal. What is going on?
Well, I think there's a few things. We have all heard about the loneliness pandemic that really reached an apex during the pandemic. And at the same time, I would say a lot of people are actively trying to change that and get back to community and rebuild community and reconnect. And I feel like I'm spending a lot of time with people that I hadn't really spent a lot of time with in the last 5 to 10 years, but I spent a lot of time before that. And now I'm really reconnecting with these people. And I love it because it reminds me of why we were friends then. And I'm a more authentic version of myself like I was back then. One perspective to think about when you think about not only happiness, but coexistence. And this is a thought that my partner, Maddie, mentioned one day. And, you know, you see so many of those Scandinavian countries at the top and you're like, okay, yeah, they're freaking awesome. You get 6 months of child leave and they pay you to have babies. And, you know, dads get leave too and all that stuff. And that could be why. It could also be like Viking DNA is pretty freaking resilient. I know that myself. But also the kind of the point that Maddie said was, you know, sometimes when you look at policies and see what's really working in other countries or not, it's really hard to say apples to apples for the United States because so many of these countries are very homogenous, racially, philosophically, religiously. They have been this defined community, homogenous body for thousands of years. And even though it is a more world stage and there is a lot more immigration and emigration these days, few countries have as much difference and often a very, you know, violent difference as we do. And it's all very new, you know, thousands of years of history of government in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, but this version is only 250 years old. And so you have to wonder if, like, are we falling out because we're in this really politically divided time where people are not talking to the other side. They're like, I don't want to talk to those redneck Republicans. They're phobic. I'd be like, yeah, or I don't want to talk to those Democrats because they're just too liberal and they think I'm a phobic jerk and all that kind of stuff. And I even, you know, as a lobbyist who has to work with Republicans, who is a registered Republican now, like, you know, I have Democrat friends who won't deal with me anymore because I'm friends with people that they're like, oh, they're hurting our trans kids. They're hurting our gay kids. Yes, maybe they are. But maybe they wouldn't if they knew more, if yes. they had more people like yes. all of us. And I have learned that a lot of my opinions were wrong and biased too by being friends. And
bravo.
So looking at a lot of different things beyond just mental health, but also like learn to have a conversation and hold your boundaries without getting emotional about it. Maybe we'd get back up there.
I love it. Angela, speak to this.
You know, looking at the fact that 30 and under have that 60, they're like 62nd on that happiness index. I mean, that means that they are really among the most miserable in the developed world, which is just shocking. But I think, you know, it really comes down to, you know, Crystal talked about this, about like their connectedness, but I think it's also just this notion of everything for them is a comparison. They live in a comparison world because they see so much. You know, they're not able to see just their friends and their family and the people right around them, but they are able to see basically teenagers across the globe, and they are able to compare themselves. And so they're so focused on that sort of that relative nature instead of really satisfaction in the absolute. You know, I'm going to give a plug to a podcast. It's called The Happiness Lab by Dr. Lori Santos. And I love this. I've listened to it several times. It's fabulous. She teaches one of the most popular classes at Yale University on happiness. And one of the stories she tells is about the happiness of bronze medalists at the Olympics versus silver medalists at the Olympics. And for silver medalists, so they actually studied their faces of the silver medalists in comparison to the bronze medalists, and they found that the silver medalists just, they were sadder. And part of it is because they were this close. They just missed out on gold by that much. Whereas the bronze medalists, the alternative would be for them not to have medaled at all and not to be on the podium. And so if we kind of change our mindset, we can look at how we're exceeding expectations for ourselves instead of in relation to other people or other people's expectations for us. And I, you know, it's one of the reasons that I am back in the arts world. I love it. It's something that's enduring, that makes me happy, that feels like it builds my soul. And so kind of I'm hoping that people can start to find those things that really fill them up and not so focused on what everybody else has.
Beautiful. You know, it reminds me of one of the conversations I have with my students now is I ask them, is social media your generation smoking? Because in my generation, everybody smoked. We knew it was bad for us. We did it anyway. We look back now and think, what were we thinking? So I ask them, you know, it's bad for you, but you do it anyway. Will you look back at this someday and say, what were we thinking? Anyway, thank you both for your time this week. I hope you'll come back and see me again.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.